The Wisconsin Senate is preparing to approve a package of bills designed to combat Lyme disease. The average number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin has more than doubled over the last decade. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joins us on the show. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, we talked about this a little while ago when they were first introduced, and these bills up for approval today would do a number of things, so let's talk about that. They would require the DNR, first of all, to post Lyme disease warnings on state land and to sell insect repellent at state parks and forests. Your thoughts on that?
How great is that? I mean, I think that this bill is all positive, and it's only going to help take us into that in a better direction. You know, kind of forcefully in a good way, you know, have people provide things to the public that, to me, is only going to protect the public.
The DNR would also have to include information on Lyme disease in state park brochures and run an annual Lyme disease public awareness campaign.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully it wouldn't be in solitude, and they would work with partners in the communities in which the state parks are located to kind of help get that word out, whatever that, you know, public messaging or awareness campaign would be.
All right. And then the fourth bill would create a tick-borne disease study committee. I'm not exactly sure what that, who would comprise the committee or what their goal would
right.
be, but.
Yeah, I'm guessing probably, they don't know all of those details yet. But, you know, as we know, it's important to remember that ticks are present in all counties in Wisconsin. So it isn't just, you know, one county, you know, counties that have more state parks than others. It's, you know, all counties are affected by Lyme disease. In Fond du Lac specifically, we have our own, you know, cases that we've had here. So, let's see, this year so far, we've had 7 confirmed cases and 10 probable cases. So there's 17 total that we're kind of working with.
Why do you think the number of Lyme disease cases has shot up so significantly? I mean, more than doubled over the last decade.
You know, it's hard to say, but it could even just be that, you know, the more that you increase awareness and give people the tools of knowing the symptoms of what a disease is, and if they go to the doctor and they talk with their doctor about it, the doctor is more likely to test for something that maybe they didn't test for as much in the past, so we will see an increase in incidence. So it could be some of that. It also could be maybe the conditions in Wisconsin are maybe more conducive to having more ticks around.
Yeah, I think that might be part of it.
It could be different pieces like that.
Yeah, because Wisconsin does have the fourth highest number of confirmed Lyme disease cases among all 50 states.
Right. So we, you know, I like to say that our docs out there are testing maybe more frequently, let's say, but, you know, I do think that we do have more ticks out there as well.
Right.
So that tick bite prevention becomes very important. So this bill is only going to enhance what we're already trying to tell the public. So, you know, you protect yourself, but at the same time, with the state parks taking that additional step to helping protect and helping promote, you know, what a person should do when they're going to go out taking a walk in those nice state parks, having that insect repellent readily available if somebody forgets it, and that reminder that, you know, Lyme disease is out there, and here is your first, second, third ways to help prevent yourself from getting Lyme disease.
The state saw 3,105 estimated cases last year, according to the State Department of Health Services, but the agency believes the actual number probably much higher than what was reported.
So. Yeah, probably much higher. And that's, you know, a lot of the symptoms that you get with Lyme disease could be like many other illnesses. So, and it's hard to say. So, like, for example, if you have a fever or rash, you know, that would be your first sign of Lyme disease. Other symptoms could include muscle, joint pain, fatigue, stiff neck, headache, but it doesn't need to include all of those. So it can be kind of vague. So if you're going to go to your doctor, it's important to tell them, let's say you were out taking a walk or at one of the state parks or, you know, maybe cutting some brush in your yard, you know, different things like that that would be maybe abnormal, and maybe this would be your chance of getting bites that you don't usually get.
Right. It used to be that you thought, well, if I go up north, I have to take precautions. But now, like you said, every county in the state, so it's not just hiking. It's not just when you go for a hike on one of our trails. Like you said, it's when you're working outside in the backyard. You've got to be concerned about it.
Exactly.
And I don't think most people realize that, so they're not taking the same precautions. This might be one of the reasons why the number of cases has exploded, is because when people think of Lyme disease, they think of it's when they go for hikes at one of the state parks, and they don't think about just contracting it when they're doing everyday things around their house.
Exactly. And if the symptoms don't last all that long, it might be something where they just thought, you know, oh, it was something else, be anything else. And if you are at your home, it's probably very common for people to not be thinking that right away. And so I think with putting with this bill and increasing that awareness, it's hopefully going to increase everybody else's awareness that, you know, it is happening in all counties of Wisconsin, not just the ones that you would think of that have, you know, more brush, have more forest, things along those lines. So that tick bite prevention, you know, needs to occur not only when you're going to be going for a hike in the woods, but also when you're just going to be out and about in your yard, doing yard work, taking a walk in your yard, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's bizarre. And people just, that doesn't cross people's minds usually. All right. Before I let you go, the public health office has been offering the flu shots for a while now. But you're going to be going into the schools, is it next week?
Yeah, we start next week. So if you have not gotten something back from your school, it might be because we're doing it over a one-month period, and a lot of times schools give that consent form home to the parents probably not more than a week ahead of time. So if you are curious of when we're going to be in your school, I would contact the school and find out when they're going to be sending that consent form home. We can only give a vaccine to a child with a signed consent, so that would be key. But we are starting next week, and we will be doing it for about a month. And, yeah, my recommendation would be if you want to take advantage of this great opportunity, it is free of cost for any child in Fond du Lac County that goes to a private or public school.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.